Richard, you've been waiting a long time for this one, haven't you?
Well, not really. I mean, this is so this is so high school. What I suspect is going on, and for those people who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and go all the way. Tell us about this whole thing.
Yeah. I got a whole flurry of emails this morning, too, from people. It turns out that Dr. Gerard Newcomb, who is the principal investigator of the high-resolution camera on the Mars Express European Orbiter, which has been orbiting Mars for the last couple of years, finally published this morning a series of images, high-resolution images in color, taken of the Cydonia region by his camera. Now, Dr. Newcomb has only been promising to do this for the last 2 years, so it's kind of, you know, a day late and a dollar short, as my dad used to say. But what's disappointing, what's incredibly disappointing about the process is not the pictures. The pictures themselves are actually quite striking, the actual data. It's the interpretation in the captions, which is off the wall and just plain silly and not scientific at all, and I'll get into that specifically in a minute.
Would you expect anything else?
Yes. Yes,
really?
I would expect, as we are now in the 21st century, and we are going on to the moon and Mars with men and women, you know, someday going to land on Mars, live on Mars, that we're going back to the moon where there is remarkable, incredible stuff there that will be found, if not by us, publicly, by India, by China, by Japan, by Russia. I mean, the solar system is becoming the global oyster of the human condition, the human spirit. And for a handful of people, of men, old men, stuck with old ideas, to be, you know, huddling in closets, plotting how to keep people from even thinking the unthinkable, that there might have been some other civilization in the solar system which left us fingerprints, left us relics, left us ruins, memories of an ancient heritage that we all deserve to know about, I find ludicrous, because it's a failing battle. It is a lost cause. The truth will out, because the human race is spreading out into the solar system, and if the United States doesn't forthrightly talk about the truth, somebody else will. We are 6.5 billion people, George, on this planet, and not everybody is cowardly and afraid of their own shadow and afraid of what is out there, and to tell the truth to the people who pay their salaries and pay for their spacecraft and pay for their graduate students and pay for their computer time, which we all do. These people who are manipulating this information, they don't own it. They don't own us. We own us. And it's about time that we finally stood up, all of us, and basically told them, look, tell us the truth or don't tell us anything.
Well, I got to tell you, the picture that I saw today, which is linked at enterprisemission.com, it looks much better than the last few that they've sent out in 98 and 2001.
Well, now, these are the raw images. When I say raw, I mean they've actually been processed, but they're looking straight down. When you look at the face straight down, it's remarkable. In fact, Dr. Newcomb has quietly taken previous images and put them on his website without any fanfare, and some of our people, like Keith Laney, have found them and posted them in the Enterprise Conference, where we are having a lively discussion of all this. You just go to the Enterprise main page and click on Conference, and you can join and participate in all the discussion and all the, you know, what does it mean, and politically and technically and scientifically and all that. What I object to is the collaboration between Dr. Newcomb's efforts and Michael Malin. Now, we've introduced another character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Malin is the principal investigator of an American camera currently orbiting the planet Mars on the Mars Surveyor spacecraft. And what Newcomb did, or his staff actually did, I know that Newcomb did it himself, but what they did is they draped the color view that the Mars Express camera took of Cydonia and the face over a 3D model produced from Dr. Malin's data. It's called Shape from Shading, and our own Dr. Mark Carlotto has been doing this for years and years and years. And, in fact, if you have an early version of my book, The Monuments of Mars, handy there on your bookshelf, George, which, of course, you do, right?
Well, wait a minute. Let's be above board here. The bookshelf in Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles. Okay. That's right. You're in the cave tonight.
I'm in the cave today.
In the very front part of the Monuments of Mars, which is my compendium of all the results and research over the last 20-some years, 30 years on this subject, there we have a cute little gadget where you flip the pages, and it's like one of those Victorian postcard reels where you can make a motion picture by flipping individual pictures rapidly with your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we took Dr. Carlotto's 1980, I think it was 82, 83. No, I'm sorry, it was later. It was about 85, when he did a three-dimensional reconstruction of the face on Mars in the computer from the original Viking data. And we have that as a front little flip card in the original editions, in fact, in all the editions of the Monuments of Mars, because I wanted to give people a feeling for the three-dimensionality of this object on Mars that shouldn't be three-dimensional. It shouldn't have eyes in the right place, nose in the right place, mouth in the right place, chin, et cetera, because the claim back then was it was just a trick of light and shadow. Well, the one thing that's been consistent since this story first broke decades ago is they're still claiming, George, it's just a trick of light and shadow, except what they've done now in this collaboration between Dr. Newcomb and Dr. Malin's 3D efforts, they've added a grotesque distortion of this three-dimensional shape between the eyes on the forehead. It looks like this poor guy has what's that syndrome where people turn into lion looking
like the elephant man?
Like the elephant man.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's remarkable, on the same German space agency page where they're releasing this grotesque malformed version of the face, Dr. Newcomb has his own 3D version, and this grotesque bump between the eyebrows is not there. So within their own data, it is grossly inconsistent scientific data, George. It isn't worth, as my grandmother used to say, the powder and shot to blow it away.
Well, but can someone like Carlotto take some of the data and transform it into some kind of a newer image for us to look at?
Sure, of course.
And I'm sure
you ought to call him up and ask him if he's done that and what he sees. I mean, we now have the web. We now have the Internet. We can shift this stuff around electronically at the speed of light. This is a desperate last-gasp effort, I believe, politically motivated, to try to put this genie back in the bottle. I mean, the note on space.com by Roy Britt this afternoon, updated, you know, like every 2 hours. What's the update about this story, which is 30 years old? Contains a very blatant hit piece on me by Phil Plait, which has no relevance in the story because the story should be data taken of Mars either confirms previous investigations or it does not. Or data taken of Mars twisted politically adds additional features which do not exist on Mars per se and have been added for political content. But it certainly has nothing to do with me. I'm not a principal in this. I'm merely someone trying to get at the truth and trying to get these various space agencies, along with a lot of friends and colleagues. And you got a lot of email from people across the country today, George, right?
Absolutely.
That means people appropriately are outraged by this deliberate, blatant manipulation of science to serve some political agenda and to keep us from knowing the truth.